talk to me. WSRadio.com.
The Xenio Union Tribune and Sign On WS Radio presents Life, Universe, and a Cocktail with your host, Roger Price.
Hey there. It's Friday. It's time to kick off your shoes, put some slippers on, grab a cocktail. Unfortunately, tonight, Jeff is too busy again. We're going to have to slap that boy around to have a cocktail. So I did stop at Carl Strauss and have the beer before because, you know, got to listen up for the show to make sure we're good. So tonight we're talking dreams, the sleeping kind, not the kind of the wishy-washy people who go, I dream about being a good person. We are talking with Gary K. Yamamoto. And Gary's got an interesting life. He's a former communications and nuclear weapons engineer. And he has written a book, several books actually, Creative Dream Analysis is what we're talking about tonight, a guide to self-development, but talking about dreams. So if you have any dreams, crazy nightmares, anything interesting, a lot of things that I've got in my life and my wife's, because we're nuts, we dream of nutty stuff all the time, please call us, 888-327-0061, that's 888-327-0061, Gary. Welcome to Life, Universe, and a Cocktail. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Excellent, excellent. So what took you from being a nuclear weapons engineer to a dreamer, my friend?
Well, here's what happened. Actually, it really started when I was in college. When I was in college, I began to find out that if I was studying for something, if I put that information into my head and dreamt about it, I became really an expert.
Okay, were there any drugs involved in college?
I can barely hear you.
All right. How are we doing out there? Wait on my engineer, Jonathan, friend. We're going to check it right now, my friend. Can you hear me now?
I can. It got just a little louder.
All right. I'm going to turn you up a little bit, and we're going to keep talking, and we're going to get it all cleared up. No worries. No worries. So, wait a minute. I just want to know, like, we're dreaming in college. I just wanted to make sure there wasn't any drugs involved in this.
Absolutely not.
No, okay. Well,
there was no drugs.
Must have been my college experience.
When I was going to work, I began to work for the Navy as a civil engineer. I mean, as an electrical engineer, as a civil servant. And what happened was I began to find that, you know, engineers just have to solve problems. And I began to use my dreams to solve problems.
Interesting. How did you do that? I mean, just tell me the first, what was the epiphany? How did that happen?
Well, what happened was I would have problems, and what I would do is I would program myself to come up with a solution. I'd ask my dream state, you know, before I go to bed, I want an answer to this problem, and I would get it.
Would it be a straight answer, or would it be kind of something you had to interpret?
Sometimes you have to interpret it. Sometimes it was pretty straight. I think one of the biggest examples was when I was working as a nuclear weapons engineer, and one of the problems we had was one of the warheads, when it was coming in, it would always break up. And so Admiral Rickover was really upset because he said, we cannot lose one of our warheads without the enemy sacrificing one of theirs to kill ours. Find a solution. Well, the problem was sent out, and no one could figure it out. And I remember when my boss said, you know, let's come up with a solution, and nobody had one. So I said, why don't we sleep on it? And that night I asked for a solution. And living in Hawaii, you don't normally wear jackets. But I remember in my sleep, I was wearing a jacket in my dream, and I remember it was getting so hot, I took my jacket off and threw it down.
Right.
And I had another jacket, I took it off, I threw it down. When I went to work, I found out that, hey, nobody had a solution, but what if the jacket was the problem. The warheads all had a jacket on it.
Uh-huh.
So I recommended that we take the jacket off and fly the bird. And what happened was at the meeting, Admiral Rickover asked for any solution, and they said, well, we don't have none, but there's this crazy idea of take the jacket off. Now, the jacket is supposed to protect the warhead. And Admiral Rickover said, well, you know, if we don't have any other suggestions, why don't we fly the bird? They did, and we solved the problem.
That's funny. That reminds me, didn't the guy that solved the DNA question dream of two heads, or the RNA question dream of two snakes wrapped around each other?
Yes.
Yeah, so they're all, I mean, and that's what kind of what I did. When I'm doing marketing consultation, I kind of go, well, absorb all this stuff and then kind of just sleep on it. I mean, a lot of it comes, I think a lot of stuff comes in dreams, and a lot of stuff comes in the showers when you're really not, it's the subconscious that takes control, not the conscious.
So, right, it just comes out and it takes over and it begins to meld everything together, and what it does is it doesn't allow your conscious brain to get in the way to say, oh, no, that's not practical, that won't work. And it just allows different ideas to percolate and come out.
Well, as myself and most people I know, conscious thought is usually getting in the way of most things in our life. So, what is the purpose of dreams? I mean, why do we have dreams? Why do we, we fall asleep, we dream, and it's just kind of weird. I mean, I love dreaming. I mean, I wake up with just the weirdest dreams, and my wife and I have a competition going, I had the weirdest dream. No, I had the weirdest dream. No, I had the weirdest dream. So, why do we dream?
Okay. I'll tell you what, my headset doesn't seem to be working too well. I'm going to pick the handset up.
That's fine. Standing by. We are standing by.
Okay.
Hey, much better. So
right. We're
blaming you. You didn't have this dream like last night going, don't use my headset, use my handset? I mean, come on.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, why do we dream? I have come to believe that dreams have only one purpose, and that's to help you succeed. You see, if evolution took place and it got rid of things that were of no use, your dreams would have been gone a long time ago.
Ooh.
But I think it's there to help you succeed. It's there to give you ideas. In fact, Edgar Casey, who was a sleeping psychic, had once said, every significant event in your life is going to be previewed by at least one dream.
So I got a question for you, though. As Freud said, is sometimes a rose just a rose? I mean, do we have dreams that just mean nothing? They're just something to release energy by?
Okay. I just barely heard the question, okay. But I think what you're asking is do dreams have symbols?
Well, no. Let me go back. No, it wasn't symbols. And we'll get to that because I know there are symbols in dreams and there's some repetitive type styles. I'd like to tell you about the recurring dream I had as a kid, but and I want to talk about recurring dreams, but what I'm saying is that, and I just totally forgot what the hell I was going to say, and I don't know anymore, but it was, what was I talking about? I've got to start over. So what, never mind, go on. So what were you going to say? Let's talk about symbols. That's a good fallback. There we go. Nice segue, Roger. Really, that's really good. So tell me about Tell me about symbols and dreams.
One of the things that I looked at was I looked at Jung's archetypes, and they weren't very useful. And what I did was I created, I worked with a lot of very good experts, PhDs in sociology and psychology and education, and we came up with a set of symbols that would help people to work themselves through change. And they seem to work very well. Over the years, I have been using this. And in fact, I think there are a couple of schools that have taken it up as textbooks, and the symbols seem to work really well.
So talk about what are some of the what's some of the common symbols? Let's go through it. Because I read your book, and I mean, there's a lot of symbols, and a lot of them come the same. So I mean, what are some of the? Let's start with. I mean, we've all had flying dreams. Right? I mean, all of us have had flying dreams. And a lot of times we've had crashing dreams, and of course we wake up. And the theory is, if you don't wake up, you die. But who the hell could tell you because they're dead? But, what's the flying dream mean? I mean, what's that symbology mean? Because I used to love to fly in my dreams.
Generally, whenever you're flying, you're talking about the symbol of aspiration. You want to get higher. You want to learn more. And the higher you fly, the higher your aspirations. And there are some people who are bad flyers. They can't fly very high for very long. And they tend to come back down to the earth. When you have dreams that show you flying and then falling back down to the earth, it means that your ideas are practical. You can put them into some kind of a practical sense that you can make use of them.
So it's not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing that you've crashed.
It's a good thing to crash. Of course, there's also that symbol that just before you wake up, you come crashing down.
Right.
And there's that old wise tale that says, if you hit, you die.
Right.
I know a lot of people who have hit
and
haven't
died. I want to know.
And here's what I believe. I believe that when you go to bed and you go to sleep, think of how describe the process of sleeping. We say we fall asleep or we drifted off. And I believe that when you go to sleep, your consciousness actually leaves your body.
I would agree. And I'm not like a foo-foo guy. I think that really our subconscious does take over in our dreams. So, but there's a couple of kind of dreams, right? You said, reading your book, that there's two types of dreams. There's kind of a release dream, and then there's a implementation dream or a dream.
There's a clearance dream, which gets rid of the stress you acquire during the day.
Right.
There's also a dream that gives you guidance. It tells you do this or not do that.
Well, let's just talk about, we got a minute left in just this segment, but let's talk about just clearance dreams, because I think a lot of us have those. We all have stress in our lives, whether it's kids or family or not having a cocktail on a Friday night. God damn it, Jeff, I'm going to be talking to you later. But let's just talk about that in the last few seconds here. Is it just kind of your brain going, hey, I got nobody to talk to, I'm going to let this go?
What it does is it begins to duplicate the situation. So let's say you had a tough time at work and it was bad customers. And you go into your sleep state and you're dreaming. And what you dream is you're back on the phone and you're talking to a customer or you're talking to a customer across the counter. And all of a sudden you get so upset, you scream and yell, and you maybe even hit the customer.
Oh, really? Can
all
I do that in real life? I want to do it in real life. That'd be great. We're talking with Gary Yamamoto. He's the author of Creative Dream Analysis. More information can be found at www.garyyamamoto.com. It just sounds like it's spelled Yamamoto. We'll be right back on Life, Universe, and a Cocktail.
Hi, this is Randy Jones. I have a new venture I'm really excited about. The Randy Jones All-American Sports Grill. We're in Mission Valley's Hazard Center, where trophies used to be. We have plenty of free parking right across from the trolley. We offer a great menu, including microwave barbecue, a full bar with 24 tap handles of beer for the best selection of local microbreweries in town, 22 high-def TVs for you to enjoy all the sports action any day of the week. So come down and see what I'm up to. The Randy Jones All-American Sports Grill in Mission Valley's Hazard Center.
If you're facing mounting bills, rising credit card balances, and find yourself upside down in your home, those debt settlement company claims you hear may seem very compelling. But did you know? Every debt settlement company scores at best a D-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau unless they can prove they meet the standards. Doan Law Firm, California's largest family of bankruptcy attorneys, enjoys an excellent rating with the Bureau. You may qualify to have unsecured debt like credit card balances and medical bills completely eliminated. If your home is upside down due to a second mortgage, Doan may be able to have your second mortgage eliminated. Doan is a Christian law firm that's freed over 25,000 families from nearly $1 billion of toxic debt. Call 888-DOAN-LAW for a free personal appointment. That's 888-DOAN-LAW. Or go online to DoanLawFirm.com. Sleep peacefully tonight in your own home. 888-DOAN-LAW. The Doan Difference. Doan Law Firm is a federally designated debt relief agency.
In San Diego alone, of the estimated 8,500 people that are homeless, 25% or approximately 2,100 have mental illness. Mental illness can be successfully treated through supportive housing, integrated mental health services, primary health care, alcohol and drug services, case management, and social services. To help homeless people living with mental illness gain stability and live more productive lives, log on to housingmatterssd.org. That's housingmatterssd.org.
There's nothing small about the challenges of running a small business. That's why CBeyond offers big solutions to help you grow. In fact, more than 50,000 small businesses nationwide count on CBeyond's award-winning communications and IT services, like our local and long-distance calling, high-speed broadband for in the office or wireless laptop access for on-the-go, flexible mobile calling plans that let you choose how to use your mobile minutes, web hosting, data backup and security, plus more than 30 productivity-enhancing applications, including virtual receptionist and business class email from Microsoft. And the best part is, it's all through one provider. So you get the power of our great small business solutions and the convenience of one simple bill. And you can manage your account 24/7 with our award-winning customer service site, CBeyond Online. To learn more, log on to CBeyond.net today. That's the letter C, Beyond.net. CBeyond. Big solutions for growing your small business.